7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and if we can help you, the number to call is 855-660-4261, and we'll work together to help you prepare for the season. It's fall, and there's a lot that needs to be done, so don't be shy. Give us a call, because fall is for planting. Tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, all of your bulbs right now. You may not be thinking, you know, spring of next year, but if you want that color, now is the time for you to visit your local nursery, garden center, Blue Seal feed stores, and they'll help you to select the right bulbs for your particular garden and for the season that you want the flowers to come, and also to select the bulbs that may not be eaten by rodents. So if in the past you've planted bulbs and you've had a problem when spring comes that nothing is there, the mice, the voles have eaten the bulbs, could be squirrels, could be chipmunks, but there are certain bulbs that you can plant that will not be eaten by rodents. Okay, and we'll talk about that today. There's still plenty of time to put in a new lawn from seed, and that will give you a nice lawn between now and Thanksgiving. Take advantage of the warm weather, the rains that we're getting, and right now your perennial weeds in the lawn are starting to go dormant for the season. So, you know, just be aware that, you know, just because it is October 6th, that the gardening season is over, there's still a lot that needs to be done. Now, if any of you, let's talk a little bit about perennials. Most of your perennials that are done blooming should be cut back to within 2 to 3 inches of the ground. The leaves are starting to turn yellow, the plant is going dormant, so it's time to clean out the perennial bed, get the bed, everything cut down, raked. And if you want to use a slow-release organic fertilizer to strengthen the root system and to give it a little extra energy so that when spring does arrive, it will be ready to go, then you can do that. But rake it first and cut back everything that's non-blooming at this point. And there really isn't too much. You've got your fall-blooming chrysanthemums, your fall-blooming asters, the Montauk daisy that's in the garden now that are still flowering and will be for a fairly long period of time. But everything else can be cut back so that it does go dormant. And if you had a fungus or an insect problems, that fungus knows that the end of the year is coming. And it's made spores on the foliage so that when next year's new growth does begin to form, it's able to reestablish itself, and you'll have the same problem all over again. So, you know, be aware of it. And cleaning, a good fall housekeeping in the garden is going to make a real big difference to next year's garden. And it does really help a great deal. So get them cleaned. Now, if you have any hybrid lilies, whether they're oriental or they're Asiatic, and you want to move them, now is the time to do that. So the stems are either brown or they're on the yellow side. You can dig them. Be careful, you know, don't get too close to the bulb. But they can be dug and they can be relocated to a different portion of your garden. And that will make a big difference in them coming up next year. If you wait till next year, you won't find them. Right now, the stem is still there, and you can adjust it accordingly. So dig them up, condition the soil, add a little bit of compost, a slow-release organic fertilizer, and just a little bit of it for your lilies. I would put maybe a tablespoon in the bottom of the hole, blend it in thoroughly, and plant it. And your lilies want to be planted about 6 inches deep. And they should be about a foot apart in between bulbs. And you'll find out we'll give them plenty of room. And you may be surprised if you've had that lily bulb in the ground for 3, 4, 5 years. When you dig up, there's going to be a clump. So there's a possibility that the bulb is splitting. It's making additional bulbs. Don't divide them yet. Just plant them as they are in one big clump. Again, 6 inches deep, 12 inches apart. Condition the soil with a granular fertilizer like Plantone or the Dr. Earth flower and annual fertilizer. They're organic, they're slow release, they're not going to burn. Firm the soil, water it in, and then you'll be in great shape. Iris can also be dug and divided and cleaned. Now, you're going to notice on your iris that what happened was you planted a single, a little tuber about the size of a ballpoint pen, maybe a little bit shorter, with a fan of leaves on one end. The year you planted it, it flowered from the leaf group on the end of that tuber. And went through the year, the bulb, or the tuber, made a side shoot, one on each side of the bulb, and the mother passed all of her energy to the two new bulbs that it had developed, and she will slowly die as she transfers all of her energy to the next generation. The following year, those two new iris plants that formed will flower, and you'll get two flowers. They'll go through the same process. They will mature. They will begin to develop each two side shoots on the lower end of the tuber, and now you'll have four. And then the following year, those four will become eight. And it's important that iris should be dug, cleaned, and you dispose of the old bulbs, because if you don't, there's a possibility of an insect called a borer. And the borer is a way that Mother Nature cleans dead plants. So the borers come in, they eat all of the inside of the old iris bulbs that could be 2 or 3 years old, and turn it to like a black powder, because that nice white meat has all been devoured by the borer. So what will happen is, if you don't clean and you're noticing that the iris flower production is below normal, the iris borer could have gone from the dead or dying bulbs into healthy ones. And now they're eating that nice, new, hearty flesh. And now you're not going to get any flowers. So every 3 years, you can go 4 or 5, depending on your flower count. And you'll notice that it's the inside of the clump where there is no new foliage and there's no flowers coming on it. So dispose of the old, put a fresh, clean cut on it. And what I like to do is where you've made the cut and you separated the old from the new, you're dumping the old, is on the end where you made the cut of the one that you're going to keep. If you have any tomato vegetable garden dust or rose and flower dust, then put a little bit where you made the cut. If you have garden sulfur, you can also do the same thing. And that will really help you in the quality of that bulb for the future. And fertilize them. You know, if you divided them last year, they should be fed spring and fall. And that will keep them healthy. It'll keep them productive and give you more and more. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to green up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wilproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wilproof, the number one selling plant protectorant this fall. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are here to help you with your garden, and if you need some help, the number to call is 855-660-4261, and we'll work together to make the fall a fun time of the year, with all the beautiful colored foliage, and hopefully all of you listening to the program, you're beginning to see the changes in the foliage. It's beautiful right now. Take some pictures, enjoy the seasonal changes, and let's get ready for what's up and coming. You know, this time of the year, your power equipment companies are not that busy just yet. They're still tuning mowers and stuff like that. But what I would suggest you do today is if you have a snow blower, start it. The snow has already started in the western part of the country. 33 inches of snow has fallen in the Dakotas and in that area. So it's just a sign of the changes of time. And on the East Coast, it's in the 80s and low 90s in places. So the seasons are between right now. But when the changes do occur, you want to be ready for it. So start your snowblower. Let it run for a few minutes. Put some fresh gas in. If you haven't changed the oil, you can change the oil. If you're not one that's able to do that, like many of us aren't, bring it down and have it tuned up and ready to go. Remember, a couple years ago on Halloween, we had 2 feet of snow plus on the East Coast from New Jersey all the way to Maine, and Halloween's a month away. So just be ready, just in case it comes early, and that way there won't be a problem. But lots to do in the garden. And again, if we can help you, give us a call. It's toll-free, 855-660-4261. It will work together. Now, look at your lawn. And the skunks, they can tell that the seasons are changing. And because the weather is nice, they could possibly be digging in your lawn, looking for Japanese beetle grubs, which is a little white worm. It's curled like the letter C, about an inch in length and about the thickness of a pencil. And some are going to be smaller. So if you're starting to see a lot of birds in your lawn, and you, when you're walking it, you're seeing holes, like you took a pencil, pushed a pencil in the ground and made a whole bunch of holes, that's a sign that the birds are looking. But and they're not going to create a lot of damage. But if it's raccoons and skunks, and they come in your lawn, and they find one or two, they will start rototilling your lawn, and you will have a real mess on your hands. So be aware of it. And if you see that happening, there is only one product on the market that will take care of all the grubs right now and wipe them out. It's called Dylox. D-Y-L-O-X. It's made by several companies, and your local garden center will have something that you can put down to solve the problem. But the all-season-long products, it's too late. You need something that's going to be put down and will kill them all in a 24 to 48-hour period. You put it down, you water it in thoroughly. If you're using a sprinkler, run the sprinkler for a good hour and really saturate the soil, because you want to change it from a powder to a liquid. Once it's a liquid, it will work its way down into the ground. It will attack the grub. It will kill it. And then the skunks and the raccoons will stop coming into your yard and digging up your entire lawn. So, you know, just be aware of it. Now, also in your lawn, if you're not going to be putting down any grass seed, now is a great time to take a liquid weed killer, something like Weed Beater Ultra, made by Bonide, and spray your lawn where you have weeds. I'm not saying spray the whole lawn, but you use Weed Beater Ultra, and it will kill perennial weeds.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency lime. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need, and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little gardening?
You betcha.
Okay, who do we have up first, Tom?
First up, we've got Bob from New Hampshire with a question about dahlias.
Great. Bob, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Earlier in the season, I planted a number of dahlia bulbs, and due to conditions, they didn't grow very fast, and I haven't seen any buds yet. I mean, I see buds, but I don't know what color they are and what shape they are. What I'm thinking is, and you can tell me either not to even consider doing it, is I'm thinking about taking them out of the ground and putting them into a container and putting them into my house or garage and putting a grow light over them. Do you think it's worthwhile to do that?
Well, the dahlia is a perennial, and it needs to rest during the winter. So what I would suggest that you do, first of all, you said that the plant made buds, right?
Yeah, it's attempting to make them today, you know what I mean, in the current environment, but it's just taken such a long time, and eventually I have to put them out to let them freeze, but I sure would like to be able to see what color they are.
Is right.
There any way what
time of the year did you plant them? Do you remember?
They've got to be early on probably in May. I suspect in May, maybe the 1st of June.
Wow, they should have flowered by now.
I know, and I've got I have about 12 to 15 of them, and 3 to 4 of them are just taking their time coming about. You know what happened is, I'll tell you what, essentially what I do is I probably have 20, maybe 30 dahlia bulbs that I take out of the ground and replant every year.
Right.
Then when I put them away for the winter, in the spring I look at them, separate them, and say, oh, these guys are shriveled up too much. So essentially, I don't plant them in my favorite positions. You know, like I'm maybe a little vain in that score. But so then what I do is I take those that look like they're shriveled up and dried up, and I just put them into my garden bed, throw a handful of fertilizer on them, wet them down good, and just see what happens. Then a couple of these are those that probably were almost dead, but they came alive, and now they're, you know, now they're alive and well, and I don't know if I have enough time to see who they are.
Right. Okay. What I would do is allow them to continue growing. Weather-wise, I mean, in New England, we're still getting 70-degree days. We really haven't had any good hard frost to date, and maybe that will continue for another couple of weeks or more. So what I would try and do is get a liquid fertilizer, a liquid food like Miracle-Gro or a fish fertilizer. Dr. C has a good liquid, and feed them really, really well. And maybe if the weather can cooperate and give you another 2 to 3 weeks without a frost, those buds will open. Okay, if they do call for a frost, then what you'll have to do is cover them over, burlap bag, some old blankets, towels, sheets, something like that, with support so that the weight of the covering doesn't break the branch.
Right.
Now, in the meantime, what I want you to do today is I want you to pick one of the buds. I want you to put it on a piece of white paper, take a knife, cut it in half, and then I want you to kind of crumble that flower bud and let all the pieces fall on the white paper and look for what would be a little dot. So like you took a ballpoint pen or a pencil and you tapped it on the white paper and see if anything moves. It could be that you have mite. And a mite is really, really small, and it's sucking inside the flower bud. And that would either slow it down tremendously and preventing it from flower, or eventually turning black and just dying. So I would check for the possibility of mites.
Okay.
If you find a mite, then you solve the problem why they did not flower, because the plant is being fed on, just like a mosquito taking blood out of you. So leave them outside. Let the frost kill the plant thoroughly. Then I want you to dig the bulb. Once you've had a good frost, remove the top of the plant and dispose of it. Don't put it in your compost pile. Put it in a trash bag, send it out with the trash. And then I want you to take your bulbs, and I want you to coat them with a rose and flower dust or a tomato vegetable garden dust, and really coat it thoroughly so that all pieces of this dahlia bulb has the dust on it. And then put them in your basement. And what I do is, when I go food shopping, I'll stop in the deli and I'll ask them for banana boxes or grape boxes. And grape boxes are the best.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're heavy duty cardboard with wood on both sides, and they're going to hold up. And then you set these boxes on the floor in the basement, as far away from your furnace as possible. If you have a heated garage that you keep, let's say, around 40 or 50 degrees, then you can leave them in the garage. But if it's an unheated garage and you live in northern New England, New York, where it's going to get, you know, well below freezing and possibly near zero, that bulb would die.
Yep.
So you put them in this a great box or a banana box, and if the box is too high, cut down the sides, dust them with the rosin flour or tomato vegetable garden dust, set them in the box so that they're not touching, and then cover them with a couple of inches of either bark mulch or peat moss, and that will help to retain the moisture, and that will help to prevent them from shriveling up and wilting and drying out. Don't divide in the fall, only in the spring when it's safe for you to replant them in pots. Now, what you could do, being that you've had a rough year and they haven't flowered, in mid-March, take them out of the winter storage in your basement, and you're not giving them any water. So they're on the floor where it's cold. They're covered with an inch or two of peat moss. They've been dusted. You're going to bring them up. You're going to put them in containers. Don't divide them for this year. They've had a rough year, so use them as they are. And if you see the good-sized bulb, when you go to the nursery in the next few weeks, see if they have any old used plastic pots that the landscaping department brought home. And most of the nurseries would gladly give you a few of them. And then in mid-March, take them out of storage, pot them up with a good potting soil like black gold, give them a good drink of water. And they don't need any sun until they start to grow. They just need a nice, warm area. So if you have a spare bedroom or an office, just put them, you know, on the floor, on some plastic so that you don't ruin the carpets or your flooring. And leave them there till they start to shoot. Once they start to break the surface, put them near a window, near a sliding glass door where they're going to get plenty of light, and that will give them a head start. And that way, by the first to the middle of May, depending on the way the season is going, then you could plant them directly into the garden, and that should help them to come back. But check the buds for the possibility of mites. Now, you've been feeding them on a regular basis also, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been, back what I've been doing is I've been forcing this bloom booster.
Yes.
I figured I wanted to get more buds so that there'd be the chances of something happening. So I've been doing that. And, you know, they just seem to be taking their sweet time.
Yeah.
And time. And we're going to be up against the wall before too long. But I just thought, you know, if I... They're in pots, so I could put them in the basement with a grow light. Do you think that might give me a chance to see something?
Yeah, that would. And the other thing is, what you could do is, if they're in a pot now, then bring them in the house, put them under the grow lights, and set your grow lights to go to 12 hours on and 12 hours off. You need to give the plant a chance to rest, just like a normal date. Like right now, we're losing 3 minutes a day of daylight. So if you can bring it back up to 12 hours. Now, once you see the color, and I would say by Thanksgiving, so you've got plenty of time, then take your potted dahlias, put them outside, let them hit by a frost, because you need to send the energy that's in the foliage back down to the bulb, where it will be stored for the winter. When the top of the plant is all brown from the frost, then bring them in your house and put them on the floor pot to pot. You won't have to dust them. You won't have to treat them. And because their root system is still intact and because they're totally covered with soil, they should be all set for the winter. And that's, you know, that's the best way to take care of your plants. So I think if you could do that, and then in mid-March, bring them upstairs, you know, put them someplace where it's going to be nice and warm, feed them with a liquid fertilizer to get them motivated and to wake up, and then once they start to shoot, bring them near a window where they're going to get plenty of light, and you'll have a jump start on your plants. But yeah, definitely. I mean, as long as the weather is nice outside, leave them outside. If they're calling for a frost, but the long-term forecast is just for maybe one or two nights of frost and then good weather, put them in your garage overnight. That way the plant isn't killed, and you don't have to use the grow light just yet. And okay. that should help you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
All right, have a great weekend, sir.
You too. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And we're talking with Bob. So if any of you have bulbs that are not going to be winter hardy, such as dahlias, calla lilies, cannas, the tuberous begonias, get them labeled. Just go to an office supply store. You can buy string tags with a black magic marker that's waterproof, or a number 2 pencil. Write down.
Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shumold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shumold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer. Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rosenflower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth.
Do you have aphids, scales, spider mites invading your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil will kill insect pests, but it contains no chemicals that are harmful to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up any resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so keep it working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center, hardware store, a home center near you. Visit ResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as as well. Plus, Lessig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at Lessig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. Lessig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Dan from Maine with a question about Scottish broom.
Dan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I have a question. Several weeks ago, you talked about the winter preparation for the Scottish broom.
Right.
I was wondering if you could review that.
Okay.
And also
okay, what was the second question?
The second question was under the Montauk daisies. I think there's three times during the year you cut them back. I was wondering if you could go over that again.
On the Montauk daisy, what I do is I cut mine in the spring to about 6 inches. So in the month of April, I cut them down to about 6 inches. And then around the 4th of July, I cut the plant in half depending on the height of it. If it's only a foot tall around the 4th of July, I'll leave it alone. If it's going to be 18 to 24 inches because of the weather with rain and sunshine, then I'll cut them by one-third. But I only do that twice.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, your first question was...
On the Scottish broom.
On the Scottish broom. Now, is it a yellow or a red?
It's yellow.
It's yellow. Okay. The yellow is going to stay shorter than the red. And they'll get to be fairly tall, but they have a very weak crotch where the branches divide and give you more width to the plant. So, when I lived in Massachusetts, we had a beautiful red one, and it got to be, I'm going to say almost 4 feet tall. And I told my father, let's drive a stake near it and then we'll run some string and tie it to the steak, like a, you know, just a regular tomato steak, a 1-inch by 1-inch steak. And we just took regular garden twine. I tied it to the steak. We pulled the branches together, and we tied it to the steak, wrapping it around and around and around. That way, if you do get a heavy, wet snow, chances are that the plant won't split. And I've seen it happen over and over again. You get this beautiful plant. It gets to be 3, 4, 5 years old, and all of a sudden you get a heavy, wet snow, and it breaks in half. And you lose the flowers, you lose that beautiful shape. Now, the other thing that I like to do with Scotch broom, if you live north of Boston, if you live west of Boston, like in Worcester or Springfield or, you know, Hadley and places like that, you live in New York State, you live in parts of New Jersey where you're going to get some wind coming off the water. What I like to do around Thanksgiving is to spray the plant with an anti-desiccant. I either use Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, and that will protect the plant from dehydration during the winter months. And that's all you need to do. If it's a brand new plant that you just put in, then I would put a couple of inches of either bark mulch or pine needles around it, just to help to insulate the ground, to give it a few more days of additional root development, and you should be all set.
All right, Paul, I've got one more quick question. I do a little late this morning.
Now, the other thing on Scotch broom, if you're going to do some pruning, wait till it finishes flowering. And if the plant's starting to get big in your garden and you're afraid it's going to take over, you can cut it back by as much as 1/3. But don't do the pruning until the flowering cycle is over, because if you prune it in late April, early May, it's making buds. And if you prune it, you're going to take all the flower buds out and you'll lose all that beautiful color.
I ask you one more quick question.
Why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up on a break, and when we come back, we'll talk to you.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124.